Welcome back to the Midday Show. And I love meeting musicians all the time, but this is extra special, this interview coming up now, because I have brothers Kieran and Dermot Mulroney, who not only are accomplished musicians, but they're also accomplished actors and creatives. And it's like connecting all the dots for me. So I'm thrilled to meet you both. Thanks for coming on the Midday Show.
Glad to be here. Glad to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
First of all, let's get it out of the way before I bury the lead, which is that Jackrabbit, your band, is having a show on Wednesday, May 27th. Doors at Daryl's house in Pauling, New
Daryl's
York.
house.
Daryl's house,
Important,
where I've been there.
important.
Yes, that's not a detail you want to drop. Doors at 5, shows at 7. Great venue. Have you guys been there as ever before?
No, have
There.
not. That's it's legend.
Oh,
It
he's frozen.
spreads wide though. We certainly know, we know about it, and are thrilled to be playing
Yeah.
there.
Friends of mine have been
This
there
is
and
Kieran,
said
by the way.
of
Thanks.
this is Dermot, by the way. And it is indeed difficult because we are twins that way in voice. And we've had a, we've obviously led a parallel existence as close age siblings. So this is Dermot. I'm the one that rambles. Kieran's the one that puts things concisely and eloquently. So you'll be able to tell Yeah.
us apart that way, but not by our voice.
I just wonder, do you guys know, maybe you don't because you don't have any other experience. Let me take a baby step back. I know, Dermot, you've been in another band years ago.
We both have.
Oh.
Every single band that I've been in, which is a total of three, I was enjoyed that with Kieran. So Jackrabbit's our culmination of style direction and true music to us out of those other two band experiences. So I'd be referring to the Low and Sweet Orchestra, which is an Interscope recording band, traveling band, Low and Sweet Orchestra, mid-90s. And then in the teens, we did a real nice job with Cranky George. All that music's out there, and really the Low and Sweet Orchestra's recording, that music really stands the test of time. It's worth a
Nice.
listen. Yeah.
Kieran, do you think there's any advantage, for the lack of another word, to being brothers when you're performing? The synergy of that? Because you guys do a lot of harmonies. I don't know how much you're co-writing in terms of music and lyrics,
Yeah.
but you can elaborate for me.
Yeah. The simple answer is yeah. I actually write the songs for whatever it's worth. Just as a little aside, I don't consider them
All
like
him.
songs until it's come through Dermot and the rest of the band. So it's I'm the kind of the instigator, but it's a true like band product, for lack of a better term. But yeah, the best part about doing this, and we're in the country music lane now, with a sort of nod towards sort of traditional, from the Johnny Cash years and William Wellen and all that stuff, up through Garth Brooks and Randy Travis from my youth. But it's harmony. It's a brother band. It's Everly Brothers style. We sing harmony
Right.
on almost every note that we play. Is a two voice brother harmony band, and there's a connection, there's a similarity in our voices, which is super musically rich and helpful. But it's we have the same instincts as singers and performers, so it's just a when we lock, baby,
Yeah,
it works.
it is something that it takes on, even musically, it takes on which I guess you call it an overtone. Some of the notes mix in such a way that it almost creates other notes. So yeah, if you want to talk vibe, that's what we're born to. And then we trained as musicians coming up, played together in orchestras, believe it or not. Well, you
And
were a cellist, right?
still am, but yes, that was my first instrument at
Right.
7 years old, through a summer music program in our public school system, Northern Virginia, Alexandria. And Kieran did the same shortly behind me and became as accomplished in the student, expert student level of orchestral instruments. It took us several decades to arrive here, but I'll still argue that it's us returning home. And in fact, much of Kieran's music, he's humble about his songwriting. Every note, every lyric word is his. But much of it touches on something that's mine and something that we share, which is home and looking back and what you might have missed, or where life took you, and that path is what Kieran's songs, many of them, describe. So everybody's got that in their system.
I could also mention this is not a one-off show at Daryl's house on Wednesday, May 27th at 7 o'clock. This is a tour you guys are on. You're on a quite a tour, correct?
Yes, sir. We're not fooling around. We're going out on a bus. We're calling our tour the first rodeo tour. So that's a humble way of saying we have never done this before. We got a starter kit, old-timey country band coming your way. So if you're anywhere in our age group and down, come on out. I don't look at it as like limiting it to old folks who love genuine country from the 80s and earlier. Those are our brethren for sure. But yeah, that just opens our horizon. It raises our age limit, and really our music's accessible to everybody. And
And
some of it's really, want to stomp your boots and two step steps. Yeah.
I'm gonna do a quick plug. If you're in the region, we're starting out in the Boston area, coming down through New York, through Virginia, down into Tennessee, back up through Ohio, ending up in Pittsburgh. But you can check out all the dates on jackrabbitband.com.
I was getting to that. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did.
Nice. No,
I'm
but with
glad.
a
All
voice like
right,
that, yeah.
the first single, well, your first song that I heard is called Bastard Out of Carolina. And I was listening, I was thinking of that title and I'm saying, why does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Why does that title ring a bell?
You
And that's like me posing a question that you're supposed to,
want to tell us?
anybody
You
can
want to
answer.
tell us why, Dermot?
I can tell you why. There was an incredible novel with the same name that became a film with Ron Eldard, and I had a small role. Angelica Houston directed it. It was called Bastard Out of Carolina. Kieran had no knowledge of this, not conscious knowledge, when the
Oh.
very first song of his for our country project popped out of him with this incredible description of a lonely guy at a bar
Wow.
who's looking back and wishing things weren't the way they are. I can't deny that it's something that came together in a way. Emphasizes what we're bringing, which is, performance into country music.
And
So yeah, it's actually a coincidence. Maybe Kieran will add
I was
more.
going to say it's I'm I was perfect. I do try and keep up with Dermot's acting career in my own way. Although, probably I haven't seen a movie he's been in about 30 years, because who's got the
Wow.
time for watching your brother act? But
It's good
but
stuff.
I was perfectly aware of the movie and Dermot's role in it, and I have seen that movie. But
Oh, okay.
it was just a phrase that just felt like it came out of the song, and I was like, those are the words that go together over the chorus, so it was just there. And it's a,
Yeah.
such a great the series of words that say something,
Yeah. No, it's a great title. It's a great title. And it's a really great song. I mean,
Oh,
it's a
thank you.
really, really infectious song. We're going to play it in a couple of minutes after we say goodbye, which is a sad thing. But let me repeat that I'm talking with the Mulroney brothers, Dermot and Kieran, who are performing at Daryl's house this coming Wednesday, right after the weekend, in Pauling, New York, May 27th. Doors at 5, shows at 7. You know, Daryl's house, besides like top, like world-class sound, but there is also great food, a nice bar, a great bar,
Yep.
and just great folks. So I think, I've been there half a dozen times at least over the years, and it's never been not packed,
Yeah.
that place. It's just
Well, for us, sorry to jump in, but the process of making this music, the much we've played together out, we've hit some incredible venues in Los Angeles. Just to note, we play there Friday night at the Troubadour.
I heard,
To warm
yeah.
up for our tour. But this is something you don't want to miss. All of that prep, all this practice, that's for us. us coming to the on this tour, the first rodeo tour, is to come share this music with you. We hang out after the show. It's really person-to-person event. So come on out, enjoy the music, meet us, and like I said, maybe have a dance around the floor.
We do already play another pair of brothers. I don't know if you get annoyed with this question, but are you ever concerned that if you're on tour, you're going to run into those pesky Bacon Brothers?
Yeah,
No, hey, let's throw up a double bill. That's a great idea.
oh, okay.
Turn that into something for sure.
They've been at it for a while, as we know. They've had their music out on the road for a good long time, and the degrees of separation, the Kevin Bacon, I think it's probably not very far between Dermot and Kevin, but it would be nice to get it down to zero and get on stage with those guys and put on a full Roadhouse show, you know.
I appreciate the mathematics that went into that.
Yeah.
That was great response. I'm glad you guys are really lovely guys. Somebody else could have been like, "Well, how dare you?"
Oh, yeah. No,
No, I've been in the business of being confused with other performers for
Oh, right.
decades.
Yeah, you
We
have a
could branch
doppelganger.
out into the Dylan McDermott saga. We really both get it and embrace that. And as brothers, as actors, acting together, even that's been our game this whole time. And musically, really, you touched on it, but right from our early youth, we've been paired up that way. And this is the culmination of a lot of that.
That's great. Well, I wish you all the best on your tour, the first rodeo tour, stopping at Daryl's house on Wednesday night, and visit darylshouse.com, but also you can visit jackrabbitband.com for details. Thank you both. So glad to have met you guys, and we'll do it again, I hope, sometime. Well, better yet, we get you in here on one of your legs of the tour because we're in the Hudson Valley.
Yeah.
But we're in a very central spot, and we have a beautiful station here. And I think you both love stopping in, play some live music here at some point.
Oh, we'll count on it. We'll be there for sure. And thank you so much for supporting our music out for live performance.
My pleasure. Guys, have a great tour and a great day.
You too.
Thanks so
Thank you so
much.
much. Kieran,
All
have a
right.
good one.
Yeah, you too, brother.
All right, bye.
All right. This is 98.1 KZE.